Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I said earlier, probably the biggest day so far of the baseball offseason. Now, it could be overblown. Maybe there aren't a lot of guys who get cut loose by their teams today. We both think Tommy Pham will still be a Padre at the end of the day.
I do.
But there is the opportunity, at least, to shed some salary for teams that are pressing during the pandemic. We're going to talk Padres baseball and more. Friend Major Garrett from CBS News is standing by, and we'll get to him right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. All right, let's cross the country on our SDCCU fan hotline, and joining us, CBS News chief Washington correspondent and Claremont Times Padres commentator, Garrett. Should I put the Claremont Times
Hello,
thing
guys.
First? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
good morning,
Claremont
Major.
Times Padres commentator first, I think, right?
That is the proper pecking order, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Good
Happy
morning.
Happy
holidays to you, Major.
And to you, too, and to everyone in San Diego.
You survived the election season. Congratulations on that. That is an accomplishment here in 2020.
It is. Look, we all have. We're all in this. Some are happy. Some are very displeased with the outcome. That's what happens with hotly contested presidential elections. But the important thing is we respect the process. We respect those who are friends and neighbors who made it happen. Elections are not conducted by some grim, stone-faced machine. They're conducted by your friends and neighbors at polling places and where votes are counted. And when you have paper ballots, as we have for 95% of all election outcomes in this country, you have a way to verify it everywhere there is a dispute. That's what's happening now. It's going to be verified. The election is over. We're going to have a new president, and we'll move on.
Major, is there, and I know you've thought about this, because we all have thought about, I wonder, in the age of technology, is there a better way, or is paper ballot still the absolute best way to go?
I think it is the best way for now, for sure, because it creates this verifiable process. And when you have, as we saw in Georgia, there was a question raised about Georgia. So the Secretary of State, a Republican, I should remind everyone, said, you know what, we have under state law a process where we just run the ballots through the machine again. But I'm going to go a step beyond that. I'm going to do more than state law requires, because I know this is closely watched, and I know this is going to be a way in which we can not just doubly but triply verify. So it's going to take every county a long time to do this, and we're going to stay up late and work extended hours, but we're going to look at every ballot by hand to verify it, not run it through the machine. So what's the machine count? Forget the machine. Eyeballs on ballots. That's how you absolutely positively verify the process. And for those who say, well, yes, we voted more by mail this time than we did in the past, in some states a lot more. That's true. But there were processes by which you requested. Some states sent them even if you didn't request them, but there are signature verification processes in every state. And whatever that process is, if you're a registered voter and you send in a ballot and your ballot intention is clear, it gets counted. That's what happens. And that's where we are. And I actually would like to say one last thing about this election. It is not the result, because I know people don't, not all people like the result, but the process, what we're able to achieve. Almost 155 million Americans voted in this election, more than ever before, in a pandemic with a crushed time schedule and limited resources. And people stepped up who had never done this work before. They trained on the fly. They trained on their computers. They stepped in to make sure we could do this. And we did. It's a lot of things went wrong in 2020. A lot of things are a hassle and a really kind of, if not depressing, unsettling experience. This one we did. We did it really well across all jurisdictions, across every state and county. We stepped up, and we should be proud of that.
You know, we're talking about voting here, Major Garrett. It got me thinking about the All-Star game, and I was trying to remember who went to the All-Star game this year for the Padres, and then I finally realized they didn't have one.
We would have had like six guys in there.
Yes. Yeah. You know the last Padre to be voted into an All-Star game starting lineup was Tony Gwynn. I feel like in 2021 that may finally change because Fernando Tatis Jr. seems like the most electable guy the Padres have ever had on their roster. I mean, if he doesn't move the needle for All-Star game voters next year, I don't know what's going to do it, Major.
Right, because he's at a position that is prominent. He is electrifying in terms of what he does with his glove, what he does with his arm, what he does with his speed, what he does with his bat. And significantly, and this is something that those of us who lived in the desert lifestyle of Padre fandom know, he puts the Padres on television. I mean, that's the fact. Tatis puts the Padres on television, even more than Manny Machado does. And that, I think, is a surprise to those of us who thought the Machado mystique was still the dominant thing to get us on television. No, it's Tatis. And so because of that, I have to believe if there is an All-Star game next year and it's supported by fan votes, he's going to have to be in the starting line. I would assume at that position, it's tougher at third base for sure. But he is. I don't want to say he's the face of the franchise because every franchise that wins has many faces, and we've had Padre franchises that for a while have been very successful, dominated by one player, Ken Caminiti or Tony Gwynn or Trevor Hoffman. I would like a lot of Padres to become very well known throughout Major League Baseball because they're all really good and we win a lot and we keep winning and we start frustrating people with how much we win. We're not there yet. But I will say this about the season. You guys know I'm down. I was down on it. Didn't wish it happened. Thought it should have been canceled entirely. But look, if there's going to be a season that everyone forgets about and discounts and considers a complete anomaly, that's the one the Dodgers can win the World
Series. 100,000%. That's the great Major Garrett on with Ben and Woods this morning. Couldn't agree with that sentiment more, Major. And, you know, we always talk about, we've been hearing for a while, the future is bright. It's kind of the first time we've seen it in a long time. But when you look back at the season, Major, and you know the work that Major League Baseball put in, and we all know that behind the scenes right now, they're putting in work. They want to make sure. Mm-hmm. I think most importantly, I understand it. I don't want to be looked at as, oh, you carry the pail for ownership. If I'm an owner of a baseball team, I want asses in the seats. I do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yep. That's okay to want that. Yep. When you look at this and where we are as a country with the pandemic and vaccines and everything else, how confident are you that we'll get to be back to at least somewhat capacity at Petco Park?
So I look at the baseball calendar this way and say to myself, all right, do I love seven-inning doubleheaders? I do not. Because I like nine-inning baseball games. But it was an experiment that Major League Baseball, I think, is okay with. The Players Union is okay with. And I think fans will be okay with if it means a couple of things. One, more actual doubleheaders where you pay one ticket for two games, which I think is a possibility, even though there are revenue implications of that. Plus, you can also adjust the schedule in a way where you start a bit later in April in order for more distribution of the vaccine, and better on-site testing if that's what you also think you need to have fans in the seats and have them there safely. If you can have a rapid testing regime, so if, let's say, you can't have 50,000, but you can have 20,000, and if it's a night game, people can show up and get tested. I'm not saying this was exactly the way it would work, but just theoretically, you get tested and you have your results in 45 minutes or an hour. Those tests are available. We know they're there. They can be made available. So then you get tested, you walk across the street, and you come back. I know the Gasland Corner would love that. And then you get to come in the game. And if the schedule is a little bit later in April and we have more extended and better penetration of vaccine applications by then, more people feel safe about that. You can have some manner of social distancing. I think in April we can have half-capacity stadiums at least, I would think. And maybe by the All-Star break, by July, we can have full capacity stadiums, because I would hope two things will be true by then. Almost everyone will have both doses of the vaccine, and everyone will have access to rapid testing, because with more vaccines, there'll be less demand for testing, and so it can be more focused on those things that, like this situation, need that extra level of security or confidence.
Talking to our friend Major Garrett from CBS News. So, Major, we know AJ
that
Pro.
That was a long-winded answer. What do you think of that?
I thought it sounded good. I mean, I think I have hope.
The day of testing,
like people waiting for their results thing, might be a little pie in the sky in my mind,
might be.
Major. But I like the idea that at least there are some paths that we can look at moving forward. And I agree that by July, hopefully we're all back and in the stadiums and having fun and like we used to at Petco Park.
I mean, I sort of think of Independence Day 2021 as a big symbolic turning point for the country with this. I really do.
That'd be awesome.
I really do think by then it will mean much more than just our nation's birthday. It will mean like we're in summertime. We're out of the flu season. Almost everyone has been vaccinated. The testing is faster, more rapid, and more surefire. And we're in a completely different place. I actually think, and I would hope baseball would be wise enough to build something around that as well, with its all-star celebrations and everything else. And I can imagine scenarios in which every major league team and all minor league teams that are operating things all through the spring and summer for frontline workers, just make it a whole season for frontline workers.
Major,
thank them for all the things that they did.
Major, we know AJ Preller is looking at all avenues. He always does, you know, Japan, trade, free agency, to try to fill holes. Starting pitching, maybe the bullpen, priorities one and two. If you had the ear of people in the organization, where would you start, at least, kind of in that pursuit of another starting pitcher to replace Mike Clevinger for this season?
Well, I think Trevor's going to be too expensive. I hate to say that, but he is. I mean, anyone who watched him pitch in those postseason games, though there were few, he's just amazing, just completely lights out. And that would be a great place, but I think it's out of our reach. Blake Snell is amazing. Lynn at Texas, all of those are good options. But it felt so strange. I felt so Padres fan to get that Clevinger news. You know, it just felt...
That's awful. It's
like, really? Seriously, again, it's like, and I was so surprised. I thought, well, and I missed it because I was doing other things like covering the election. I'm like, well, obviously we're not going to re-sign him anytime soon. I'd missed that we had announced the re-signing and then the Tommy John surgery.
Same
I'm
tweet.
Like, oh,
well, same tweet.
Clearly, I don't know anything. I just don't know what I'm talking about at all. And that's a blow. And we've also got to figure out what the Nelson Lament situation is. I think that impacts how aggressive we are in starting pitching. But there is no way to get around starting pitching, especially the way the game is played now. And look, the way the game is played now, the ratings keep telling us the same story, folks. This is a boring thing to watch, and we have got to figure this out. Game times last way too long. There's not nearly enough activity. I'm sorry. Strikeouts and home runs are not enough. This game has got to get back to what it originally was. The geometry has got to reassert itself. People got to run and steal bases. They got to bunt. They got to hit the other way. If you don't like the shift, go the other way. For God's sake, go the other way to save your career and to save the game.
Theo Epstein couldn't have said it better himself. Major Garrett, before we let you go, I have to ask you, seeing you even more often now on the big desk, the main anchor desk at CBS News. Now, I have I've had a few opportunities here on a very local level at Channel 10 to sit in the main chair, and it was both nerve-wracking and a bit of a power trip, kind of that sort of experience to be sitting there. What does it feel like? What were the nerves like to know that you're in that same chair that legends have sat in, that you have the ear of the entire country, and it's just you in front of that camera?
So it's a great privilege. It's something I do as a substitute. Let me be very clear about that. Nora O'Donnell's our main anchor, and she's our managing editor. And when I substitute for her, I'm pleasured to do that, but I'm holding the seat for her, first of all. Second of all, at first I did it last summer for the very first time. I'd never done it before, and I was much more nervous than I am now. But the same thing is true, and you've experienced this. What you do is you hold the news, and how you hold it matters. And you have to hold it in a way that is both humble, but also assertive, energetic, but not hyperactive, confident, but not condescending. There are a great number of intangibles that go with that role, and they're not easy to explain, but those are the ways I think about it. And I used to think the Brits had this very condescending term for doing that work, being a presenter. I don't believe that anymore. I believe that's exactly the way you should think about it. You hold something, and how you hold it in your hands and how you present it matters. You don't matter at all. The quality of the news matters, and the quality of the way you're able to convey that and share that with people matters. So I'm much less nervy about it now, because it doesn't really matter what I do or how I do it, as long as the audience believes it, trusts it, and remembers it.
So that sounds better than my don't mess up. Don't mess up. Don't mess up.
Do not flub. Don't flub. Don't flub. Don't flub.
I'm reading the news.
We know you didn't say don't mess up. We know that's not what you said.
Well, quietly. I don't say it out loud. No. It's only internally. You've got Nora. I filled in for Kimberly Hunt. I feel that connection this morning, Major. And I want to thank you for joining us. Wish you a very happy holiday season.
And
looking forward to 2021. And hopefully, like you said, by 4th of July, the major celebration,
fans
in all the ballparks, people at fireworks celebrations everywhere. That would be awesome, man. Good to hear from you.
Thanks so much, guys. See you.
Thanks, Major.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
Time flies. When Major is, he's just such an easy interview.
That's called a pro. Very quickly.
I got chills when he was talking about how he presents the news. That was really, really good stuff.
I was taking notes.
Absolutely.
Mental notes on that one.
For your light presentation.
Holiday light presentation tomorrow night. Absolutely.
Just remember.
The right gravitas.
It's not about you.
No.
Make those people believe it.
There's a responsibility. Not condescending. Confident, but not condescending.
Yes.
That's what I'm going for. For tomorrow's Holiday Light story on ABC 10 News. I see people dialing in. I appreciate that. We're at the end of the hour, so we're going to have to push back our real or fake. I think we're going to do it at 7:50 this morning. So if you want to qualify to win the trip to Vegas, be ready in an hour. Get some new listeners a chance to call in and win. So we'll do that coming up at 7:50. We got a busy second half of Men and Woods. Half the show still to go. We have a Woodsy Wednesday rabbit hole coming up.
Getting
at 8 o'clock.
It's been a while.
It's a mind blower.
It has been a while. Looking forward to that. And then Woodsy's been playing with Spotify this morning.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be checking our Artists of the Year when we return here on Ben and Woods.
Very on brand.
San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.